Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So let's take a look at today's sentence, and it's from a TED-Ed video called Does Grammar Matter? And I don't know, they used an example sentence that says, does it matter if I said the alien and I instead of me and the alien? And I know some of you might think, oh, grammar doesn't matter as long as the other person understands you or grasps the meaning that you're trying to deliver, and that will be fine. But this video begs to differ, so let's take a look at today's sentence. And because speech also uses mood and intonation for meaning, its structure is often more flexible, adapting to the needs of speakers and listeners. This could mean avoiding complex clauses that are hard to parse in real time, making changes to avoid awkward pronunciation, or removing sounds to make speech faster. And because speech also uses mood and intonation for meaning, its structure is often more flexible, adapting to the needs of speakers and listeners. This could mean avoiding complex clauses that are hard to parse in real time, making changes to avoid awkward pronunciation, or removing sounds to make speech faster. 那么首先来看的就是 intonation 这一个字， intonation 呢它指的就是语调或者是音调，那它的重音是在 na 的地方， intonation intonation na 要发 a 的音。那我个人认为语调跟音调啊，其实真的在语言很大一部分，那包含你们如果想学英文口说的话，语调跟音调是除了发音之外也是非常值得揣摩的东西。再来我们来看 flexible 呢，指的就是有弹性的，它的 F-L-E-X-I 的 X-I 呢 flexible， 它会有一个短短的的音 flexible 像是我们可以说 I found a part-time job that has a very flexible working hour， 就是我找到一份兼职呢是有非常弹性的 工作时间的，那它的名词呢则是 flexibility 名词呢当然就是指弹性的意思，像是有时候有些人会写信说 We thank you for your flexibility in arranging the interview， 我们感谢你在这个面试的时间上这么如此有弹性。再我们来看 adapt 呢，之前好像有提过 adaptability 这一个字的时候有讲到，就是指适应，那 adaptability 我刚才提到就是指适应力。动词呢是适应，它的 a 就发短音的音 adapt 那名词呢则是 adaptation 呢除了适应的名词，它还有指改编的意思，像是我们有时候会说 This movie is an adaptation from best-selling novel， 这部电影呢是改编自畅销小说。那我之前讲到 adapt 这一个字的时候也有提过不要跟 adopt 搞混， adopt 呢指的是接纳或者是领养的意思，像是我们会说 adopt an idea 就是指说接纳一个想法，那就是指采用这个想法。那 adopt 可以用在领养狗狗或者是领养小孩都可以，那有时候国外的父母啊他有时候会开玩笑的跟孩子说 Oh you're adopted， 就是你是领养来的，你不是我们亲生的。那如果要讲收养的话呢就是 adoption， 那记得这边 a 一样只有发短音的的音，那这个 p 呢轻轻的点到就好， adopt 跟 adoption。 再我们来看 avoid 呢指的是避开的意思，那它的 a 呢也是发短音的音 avoid 像是我们可以说 we should avoid confrontations with our loved ones， 就是对我们爱的人呢我们应该要避免冲突。那可能有人会觉得 void 这个字很熟悉， void void 指的就是空的或者是没有人的，那我们最常看到这个字的地方呢其实是法律上我们会说是无效的，像是我们可以说 the check is void before signing， 就是这个支票呢在签名之前呢都是无效的。再我们来看 complex 指的就是复杂的意思，那我知道很多人也会说我也学过这个字啊，也可以用 complicated 对不对，因为 I Will Hear 一首歌就叫做 complicated， 那可是 complex 跟 complicated 到底差在哪里呢？ complex 指的是用来专指就是组成比如说系统组成的复杂程度，像是我们如果说一个问题非常的 complex 呢就代表它的组成很复杂，有很多个要素这样子。 但是 complicated 呢则有专指就是诶难度很高所以难以达成，因为很复杂所以难以达成。所以如果一个问题是非常 complicated， 那就是它不一定组成很复杂，可是它一定会很难以解决这样子。这就是 complex 跟 complicated 的差别。最后我们来看 parse。 parse 呢就是指符合语法的部分，那它的 a 呢是发 r 的音 parse， 那这个 a 呢要有感觉，嘴巴上下拉开的感觉。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. And because speech also uses mood and intonation for meaning, its structure is often more flexible, adapting to the needs of speakers and listeners. This could mean avoiding complex clauses that are hard to parse in real time, making changes to avoid awkward pronunciation, or removing sounds to make speech faster. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge.